Hi there, happy holidays. Glad you joined my website and spent a little time with me here as we get into the holiday season right around the corner. Things are slowing down in the state on the national. I say in the national level, you've got the healthcare debate, but things will be slowing down over the next couple of weeks as we deal with the holidays. I put some holiday music up, Johnny Mathis, one of my great Johnny Mathis stories. I've seen Johnny Mathis twice in person. One very sad occasion. The last time I saw him was he just started his concert over at Beau Rivage in Biloxi, Mississippi about 3 months ago. And just as I was walking to the concert, my phone rang and my brother told me that my mother was very ill and may not even make it through the night, and I immediately left for Shreveport. So I heard just the opening of one song of Johnny Mathis and had to leave. The wonderful memory was going back into 1958. I wrote about it on my website this week. I love Johnny Mathis's Christmas music. I've always been a Johnny Mathis fan, but you might get a kick out of reading what I wrote this week about taking my girlfriend to hear Johnny Mathis in St. Louis, Missouri back in 1958 and taking her up to the top of the Chase Park Plaza Hotel before the concert. We were coming down for the concert, and I'd saved up for weeks. This is a very expensive ordeal to pay for my girlfriend to go hear her favorite singer. And the doors opened as we were coming down the elevator, one floor below where we'd gotten on. Johnny Mathis gets on the elevator. He's got on a tuxedo. He's obviously going down for his performance. And after a little pause, introduced myself and my girlfriend. He could not have been more gracious, just a delight. Asked us what we were doing there, where we were from. We told him we were such big fans, and he smiled and walked into the auditorium with us, or to the supper club, and said goodbye and went on to do his show back on stage. And the maitre d' saw us there and sat us right up front. And a wonderful concert. He sang several songs to my girlfriend, reached down, smiled, and sang right to her. Then when it came time to pay the check, I'm really worried about what this bottom line is going to be. And lo and behold, there was no bill. The maitre d' says, "No, you're with Mr. Mathis. There's no charge." To this day, I don't know whether he saw us come in with Johnny Mathis, thought we were part of his party, and comped me, or whether Johnny Mathis had something to do with it. But for any reason, it's a very fond memory. Also, I wrote about this very troubling Citizens Property Insurance Company this week. The good news is that the Streamlining Commission for Government Louisiana has recommended that Citizens Property and Casualty, or the Citizens Property Company, be abolished. And it should have never been created. It should have been abolished. It's one of the biggest financial disasters of any state has ever seen before, costing Louisiana, when all is said and done, over $2 billion right out of the coffers of the taxpayers' pockets. And such a tragedy that never should have been allowed to happen. I wrote about the pros and cons and the terrible insurance crisis in Louisiana this week and how Citizens should be abolished, the fact that as each month goes by, it seems to get worse and worse. And then I rolled my eyes in puzzlement, because how did the Board of Citizens respond? They gave their CEO a big raise. He's making about $250,000 now. So that's how the bureaucrats operate. Going to write about that here in the next couple of weeks, these outrageous salaries in state government. It used to be that public service was a privilege, a right, and also somewhat of a sacrifice. Now it's a reward. You get involved in public office. We've got people in the state making $300,000 and $400,000 a year. My gosh, on the federal level, only the president makes that kind of money. So that's obviously the subject of a future column. But the citizens' mess is something I wrote about this week. Hope you'll read it, and you'll be able to put in perspective how a little state like Louisiana, with not that much going on down here, leads the country in the cost of insurance at virtually every level. Property insurance, automobile insurance, health insurance, there's just no rhyme or reason for it. It just shouldn't be that way. You'd expect the high insurance rates to be in New York, Detroit, and California. Lots of uninsured drivers there, inner city problems, but no. The highest rates by far, hands down, are right here in the state of Louisiana. Very tragic, because it certainly impacts millions of people, their families, and how they just can't afford to carry on any proper protection for their property and for their own lives. Didn't get quite as much up this week. Got a little rushed this week. I've been traveling a good bit. But I promise you a large display of some Christmas activities and some funny things next week on my website. Glad you spent a little time with me today. Thanks for listening and watching, and hope you'll tune in again next week.